This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Dr. Sundar Templeton.
Hi.
Hooray! Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Cambridgeshire.
Who are you
the
talking
Woodman
about?
Gav!
What?
And ladies and gentlemen, the Gloucester Greaser. He is Little Si! And punching his way out of Somerset, Big Si!
Why have you sent us all to counties we're not from?
It's because it's really good for listeners.
Okay.
I'm from Somerset.
Sure, yeah.
These are all counties where we haven't got many listeners. We haven't got many listeners in Cambridgeshire. Or there's the least popular counties.
Right, so I'll get Cambridgeshire, yeah.
Yeah, someone in Cambridgeshire goes, please listen to the podcast. I've heard they've got loads of people from Cambridgeshire.
He's one of our own.
I was going, in Somerset, we've got representation now. We got that big Zai. They'll say that, won't they?
Yeah, they will.
They will, definitely.
Sorry. And ladies and gentlemen, let us not forget, all the way from Cumberland, Sundar Templeton! All right there, how's the Cumberland Queen?
Great, thanks.
Great stuff. Again, we haven't got many listeners in Cumberland.
Get it.
Okay. Enough about where we're from. Where are we at, ladies and gentlemen? Well, this is our last pod before the live Christmas Day show. Can I just say, incidentally, before you start questioning it, the Christmas Day show is absolutely live. Then we're off until the 8th of January. But don't worry, because I've organised, I've done this, some bonus podcasts to be released over the festive period. So keep an ear out for those as well. Those two will be absolutely live. on this pod, there's You Can't Make Gravy in an Air Fryer. Mm. True. A German with a beast of an organ pulling out all the stops in the Woodman's heroic little slot as he leans over and whops a dollop of... No. And they've got the gripping final of the Pet Town Quiz 2023. It's all waiting for your listening pleasure. Enjoy it.
Radio X.
Gav.
Yes.
Terrible weekend for your man, teacher.
Why?
Why?
For the teacher.
Why? You weren't using your car again, were you?
Yeah, the teacher.
Stop.
Let me tell you what happened with the Teachersaurus.
What happened?
With the Teachersaurus Rex hit the road, yeah?
Okay. You were going to see your dad for
I was going to see my parents, yeah. So I went out to Rutland, which, you know, it's never a pleasure mileage.
No.
Sure.
And it's about 7 hours to get out of London.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
None of the traffic's so bad. Nothing can get out.
Now, you should always travel at 3 a.m. if you want to leave London.
Right. So anyway, I got up there, and what I'd done is I realised that because of the mileage, because Mercedes just lie about the mileage of cars.
Oh, the range.
Oh, yeah. It says 233 on my electric car.
That's how much range you've got.
No. By the time you turn it on, put the heat on, that's straight away 186.
Really?
Straight away.
Wow. Just not, you know.
Yeah, and then by the time you get there, weirdly, a 95-mile journey, you're down to 40, thinking... Well, that's weird, isn't it?
It's quite a lot of that mileage.
Isn't it? Because we started off with 233 on a 95-mile journey. I'm down to 40. Do the math. Mm. That's how much they lie.
Yeah. Well, that was 100 less, pretty much. Well, okay, they stole 100 miles off you.
Do you know what we did?
What?
No heating. We all wore hats and anoraks in the car.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh.
You did the Apollo.
We all wore
the
anoraks.
Apollo mission technique.
I did, yeah.
That's like a throwback to those being in the car with your parents.
I know, it's really, right.
When they were smoking with the window open and you were freezing, bundled up in the back.
No, they didn't open the windows.
God, you're so posh. With the open windows.
So did your parents not open the window?
Took the liberty of provided a bit of fresh air for the children.
Yeah, but it was freezing.
Not Mar Vaughan. She'd be there with it in her mouth.
Yeah, right. And you had Klaus Wunderlich on as well, didn't you?
Klaus
at the same time, the organ player.
It'd be easy. You get less smoking in that car. Anyway, I booked this hotel.
Yeah.
Which is near my dad's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it had a charger.
Right.
I wasn't told, and if I'd known, I wouldn't have booked it.
Yeah.
It was a BP Plus or whatever it's called.
Oh, so it's not the right plug or
the
wrong app or whatever.
No. It's the app that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right. It's called BP Pulse. You can't make it work. Yeah. I put 50 quid in there, lost in the system. I'll never find it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just says we can't find your credit at all.
Wow.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And I get there. I know, and you know my theory is that the petrol companies all own these things, are making all of us who've got electric cars do the PR for petrol.
Yes.
Yeah.
By saying how
by saying it's terrible
it is.
Having right, an electric right. car. Yeah.
It
yeah.
runs out when it shouldn't, yes. and you can't top up when you want
right.
to.
Well, you think about it.
Last.
If you were BP, why would you make it all work nicely?
Yeah.
So people go, easiest put anything. Just put it straight in the BP one. App was there. Boom. Very cheap.
On I went.
Cheaper. Job done really
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, it's yeah.
No, they're slow. About 6 hours that's going to take to charge it. Well, overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it didn't work. It couldn't even find it on the system.
Oh.
Couldn't even find it.
You're kidding.
And they said, yeah, we got a problem with that. I said, yeah. Isn't it odd how just around the BP Pulse machine, it's 3G?
Yeah.
That's like the 90s.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Why do they do
it's like
that?
A little Eddie of 90s.
Like a no man's land.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it really is.
An Eddie in the digital...
A demilitarised zone.
Yeah, right. That's shocking.
So what do you do? Because you've only got 40 miles
yeah,
left.
Yeah, so how did you get back?
I didn't know. I went to McDonald's. Because there's a McDonald's in Oakham, thank God.
Yeah.
It's got a charger.
Oh, you're
one
kidding.
Of those fast charge ones where you wow. just literally tap your card and you're away.
Oh.
Wow.
Plus, you sit at McDonald's, which I didn't really feel like after, you know, cooking lunch and everything. And
yeah, yeah.
Long lunch, I sat there and
yeah.
nursed a coffee.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The boy moaned and played with his new dinosaur.
Sure.
Going crazy. That's Milton. Yeah. Anyway. And then, do you know what I thought?
What?
I thought, well, do you know what? I'm just going to drive home.
Mm.
It's now late at night. I'll just go. And at first, miserable. But then, I had Dan O'Connell. And Richie Wolfram to keep me company.
Aww.
And the tunes just to guide me in.
Nice, nice.
Lovely.
Well, I've got to tell you, they dropped Arctic Monkeys 5:05. I don't know what it was about 10:05 or something, maybe 10:30.
Yeah.
Open road.
Mm.
Just
nice.
Suddenly it came on. Ooh. Do you know what?
Beautiful.
Just a beautiful moment.
Beautiful.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
You see, the thing is, right, as someone's just texted us, Gus, I only get to listen to you very limitedly, so I don't really like the show. It doesn't say that. It says, the only way to solve electric cars worldwide is to make every car with removable batteries so you can drive somewhere and swap them out. It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And it means manufacturers, they're not in the game of batteries. That's a different firm, which is always dangerous because then you're giving someone a monopoly. It's like,
yeah.
But what would be good about it is, what you've got to remember, Gavin, is petrol's very heavy. When,
sure.
you, when you fill up your car,
yeah.
that's heavy. But yeah. it's getting lighter.
All the time.
So
yeah.
you get more miles out of your car, the more...
The emptier your tank is.
Yeah, when you've got a couple of gallons there, you get more of those couple of gallons than a couple because you're not schlepping petrol
well. Yeah, yeah.
Trouble with electric cars, though, even if it's on zero, you still got that huge,
heavy
battery.
Yes.
It doesn't get lighter.
Yes, I never
right.
thought of that.
So
yeah.
what you want to be able to do, and when I'm driving around town mostly, I only need a maximum 50 in there.
That yeah.
can, you know, 50 miles.
Yeah.
It can be charged up. I don't
and
need...
And it could be a really light battery, yeah.
So that makes my car a lot lighter, which means I'm going to need a lot less power for it as well.
Yeah, and some right. people only do a 5 mile commute every day, and that's it.
Boom!
Yeah.
That's all they need.
Boom!
More efficient.
And if
literally,
you want to go to Cornwall, then you put the other 27
right.
batteries
right,
on.
Hang around, you literally, if you got like one of those... You know, like a smart, electric smart car
yeah.
or whatever, you just put AAA in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Three little
right.
batteries
yeah,
underneath,
yeah.
unscrew it, in you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah. Put screw a spare pack in the glove box.
Yeah, screw it up under it. Yeah, glove box, little battery compartment, or in the armrest. Anyway, so that's what you need. You go to a petrol station, you go, kunk, kunk, kunk.
Yeah.
Kunk, kunk.
Take the old
just
grabbing you.
Just takes the battery out, yeah, like
yeah.
you sort of fall.
I love it.
Robotic arm comes out, switches yeah. it around, off you go.
Oh, it'll be like the old milk bottles, John.
It'll be just like the old milk bottles, Kevin.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7. Fang.
Radio X.
It felt like Christmas time.
Coldplay. With their take on 2,000 miles. Certainly, I'd like always to have approximately 2,000 miles between me. Coldplay.
Apart from when you saw them that time and the thunder and lightning happened
yeah.
during
yeah,
Clocks.
And they did yeah, a yeah. cover of Travis's Why Does It Always Rain On Me?
Oh, yeah.
Which was fantastic.
Awesome.
That was really good. And also, the intro to Clocks with yeah. a lightning storm above
that's
Crystal
quite a
Palace.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
It was really good. Mm. But that's because, you know, they 90% of it they didn't provide.
Sure, right. sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm being unfair.
God was on SFX that day.
I mean,
yeah.
they're not big on... hey, son, do you know yesterday I was talking about Radio X, classic rock.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So we're listening to Radio X quite happily in the car today.
Yes. Yeah?
Oh yes.
This is me in front seat driver Vanessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I put on the anti fog, which incidentally on an electric Mercedes takes you down straight away from 176 miles.
Yeah, in range. Yeah.
Yes, which is what I had on it to 156, 20 miles gone like that.
Putting on what the
yes.
fog lights?
No, the anti.
Oh, the windscreen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
De-mister,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. But which is a shame because we normally don't have the heating on. We just sit there in anoraks and hats.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway,
sure.
And I put the anti fog on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it went straight to Radio X Classic
and
Rock.
And it flipped channels.
You are kidding.
No, what's that? What's that about?
What the hell's that about?
I pressed the anti-mister, the windscreen demister, and it went to Radio X Classic Rock. And I said, why? I said, Vanessa, what are you up to? She goes, it's not me, it's Hunter. I go, what do you mean? She goes, she's a witch.
X. Make your festive feast the very best with Aldi Meats to delight every guest. Fresh British whole turkey from £3.75 a kilo, in store from the 19th of December. And gammon joint from just £3.99 a kilo, available now. All from the Quality Food Awards Meat Retailer of the Year. Aldi. Share the love this Christmas, while stocks last.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Mike's not. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Let's style that out. Little sigh, try not to do that. Yeah, how's that?
Yeah.
You might just, normally, little sigh, always just before the mics go live, he shouts, Mike's live, and that was a real example of that. Mm. So, guys, people talk about mundane products,
yeah.
And this is really top of the tree.
Go on.
Washing powder, maybe one of the most mundane items you can buy. Mm. This hasn't stopped Aldi's own brand version from being crowned the product of the year.
Wow.
By
wow.
a consumer group. Not just a consumer group, but which?
You are
not
kidding.
Like you, Sunta.
Oh, actually.
Although you should
what,
bring
what, Little
up...
Size Witch magazine?
Yes. But Sunta, I think you're missing a trick. No, in terms of New Age, Hokum, products, crystal, yes. You should have Witch magazine.
Definitely.
You should have Witch magazine.
Definitely.
So, Sunta, what would you recommend? What's been your revelation of the year? Let me just tell you about this first.
Okay.
Go on.
Give you thinking time,
okay.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Do you want to go off on your own for a minute?
No, I want to hear what they recommend.
Okay, and search what soul you have. Okay, you ready? The German supermarkets, I always think when they say that, it's too... Slightly anti. It's always anti, isn't it?
Mm.
The German super. It's always just slightly put you off. I like the Germans.
Sure.
The German supermarket's Almat Bio, which costs £3.95 for 2 kilograms, won the accolade by Which for its superb stain removal and colour protection, as well as having fully recyclable packaging and ingredients that won't harm any aquatic life. Give them a big hand.
What's not to like?
Lovely.
Everything's good about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was watching that war pro. You know, it's that German, the German supermarket.
Yeah.
They never say about the French chain or the
German. You never hear Belgium being about.
Yes, right.
Go on.
Because I was looking at that war programme we both saw on Netflix, which is Frontline World War II.
It's amazing.
In colour,
yeah.
Which is a most fantastic series.
Yeah.
And they were talking to a German fighter ace, who at the start of the war was saying, of course, it was terrible because we were much better fighter pilots.
That's
than
right,
English.
Yeah.
And he said, we had always seen the English as brothers, but once the fighting started, it was us or them, not the farting.
Yeah,
such a big difference.
Very different.
It was us or them. I thought, isn't that amazing, you know, how history's buried that?
Yeah.
These Germans are in there. Despite World War I, they saw themselves as we'd always seen the English as our brothers.
I know.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Extraordinary, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Where did that message get lost?
I know.
Anyway, in Europe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so superb stain removal, great colour protection. That is the product of the year. It beat several high-tech items to the top spot, including the latest iPhone, Lenovo's IdeaPad, and Gen 8 laptop, which was declared the second best product of the year.
Wow.
There you go. So, Sunts, if there was Witch magazine, just for witches, what would you...
I think I'd go with the Smudging Sage from Camden Crystals.
Great idea.
What does that do, Sunts? Well, that's
what you need. You just smudge your property in order to get rid of any...
And then what happens to the victim?
It's a sort of spiritual detergent.
Yeah. And what happens to the victim?
Go.
No, it's a victim. It's a protection. It's a
and then,
protection.
And then,
sure.
You what? And where would you set fire to them?
Yeah. What happens after that?
Yes. So you build...
Which leg falls off?
So you would build a giant sage woman and insert...
No, I recommend wicker for that,
okay,
not sage. Okay.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Right, Gav.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm very good. Very good.
Just really getting into the Christmas season now.
Yeah.
I went down to try and get some presents today. It's just a disaster, isn't it?
Was it really?
Well,
you've only got a couple more to go, haven't you?
I had the wrong mindset.
Mm.
The worst thing you can ever do is buy just presents for no one.
Right, and then hope to think of someone.
Sort of thing.
To
oh, each. That's a nice little present item. Yeah, That'll be good for someone.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another nice little present item.
Someone will like that.
Yeah. You end up with a stocking for no one. Just a sort of. Anyway, so today I've gone off doing a bit of Christmas shopping with Vanessa, just sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff for people.
Mm.
And, you know, ancillary workers, that
sure,
sort of thing.
Sure.
Anyway, but she keeps doing this. Goods traffic's a bit hectic around there.
Yeah.
She's a terrible backseat driver anyway.
Okay. Right.
I mean,
yeah,
Vanessa, my partner, she's a shocker.
Right.
You know, she really, one of the biggest things in her life is she passed the test first time. So did I, luckily.
Yeah? Right, yeah, yeah.
And she really, for her, that's a real thing.
It's a bit of a thing, isn't it? People really go on about
you
it.
Know, I passed my test first time, so I think I know what I'm on about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had cause to ask her over the weekend whether, in fact, the driving examiner had failed. No, I was going to say, I can imagine at the end she failed him. She, you know, her turning around and going, I'm sorry, you didn't give me sufficient warning on that. Yeah. You might have done two more highway code questions. You failed.
You failed.
Ah.
Yeah. It's so annoying. Anyway, slow down now.
Really?
Yeah.
What, that kind of detail?
Yeah. Oh.
You are
kidding.
Down,
there's a car coming from the left. But all the time makes me really tense, and it really sort of messes with your own...
Yeah, right, because you're already busy thinking about it.
Yeah, there's a fact, there's a... But we're just pulling out the drive today, pulling out of our driveway.
Yeah.
She goes, there's a bus. I go, what? The enormous
red,
purple bus. No, purple.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, right in front of us. And Milton in the back goes, purple bus. I go, even Milton saw it.
It really reminds me of my parents being in the car and having the screaming rows.
No, but it's just driving me mad. It's really wearing me down.
No, but it's the I'm doing it factor that really starts to wind you up.
So get this.
Yeah.
We get let into traffic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. On the you know, to change lanes.
Yeah.
Change lanes to the left lane because we're going round towards Tooting.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tooting on the Clapham Common Interchange past the A3.
Sure.
Anyway, and sure. No, the most annoying thing ever, yeah?
What?
So a guy lets us in.
Yeah.
And she waves like
oh,
that.
Oh, she acknowledged it.
Like, you know, I said, just like, if I were a driver, I didn't even take it from the passenger.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No,
you.
But you're not like Goose in here. Yeah. You know? This isn't a Goose Mav deal.
No co-pilot situation.
No, it's not. We're not sort of pilot. We don't swagger in there with our helmets after. No.
Well, the implication is that you are her driver.
Yes, yeah, also. No, but, yeah, right, which I am. But no, the implication is not that I'm a driver, but that, you know, somehow she's my sort of my spokeswoman.
Right, yeah. Right.
God, yeah, I've got this. Yeah. I've got a passenger. I've got a spokesperson in the front seat. It's driving me mad. She did it three times on the way to the toy shop.
Wow.
Yeah, and even when he's letting us in, like in some way she'd earned it.
Or that you wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
He's going to let us in.
And did you also acknowledge the other drivers?
Yes, I was waving as well, but there's two of us waving.
Oh, no, it's the drivers, really.
Kind of born-again Christians.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero. Every single day of the week, the woman gives us a hero. What have you got today, woman?
Okay, the hero today, Johnny, is a woman called Rena Rusty Kanakogi. She was born in 1935 in Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York.
How you doing?
Her mum sold hot dogs. She was born into a chaotic childhood, she said.
Gav, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It can't be Coney Island and Brooklyn.
Yeah, Coney Island's in Brooklyn, technically. It's in the...
I thought it was one of the five boroughs.
I don't know. I looked it up and it said it's in Brooklyn.
Well, it's one of the five boroughs, so I kind of see how Coney Island's in Brooklyn, but carry on.
Okay, she worked various jobs from 7 years old and later led a street gang called the Apaches.
Nice.
In the 50s, she started getting into fitness, borrowing her brother's weights and working out on the punch bag. 5 years later, she was shown a judo move in the gym and she was hooked. At the time, there were zero judo competitions for women. So she entered the 1959 New York State Judo Championship disguised as a man. She cut her hair short, she bandaged her chest, and she won the gold medal.
Wow.
She beat her opponent, winning her team the gold medal because they did it in teams. When challenged if she was a woman, because they did suspect, she admitted it straight away and gave the medal back. She just wanted to compete, and she'd proved her point. She went on to coach the USA women's judo team at the 1988 Seoul Olympics. Her own individual student won the silver there. And she also became the first woman ever to become a seventh degree black belt in Japan. The Japanese government awarded her the Order of the Rising Sun. She was so respected.
She was
the first woman to be allowed to study it.
My God, I've had that.
Absolutely amazing. She was then described as the mother of women's judo.
Yeah, I was, for a while in my life, I was called that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Before Rusty was the mother of women's judo, you were the...
Yeah.
When I was at school, the judo teacher was a woman. And no one beat her. No one ever beat her. She was...
You can't, can you?
She was invincible.
It's not gentlemanly.
Well...
Did she win every male's tournament?
Johnny, she was a strong woman.
Yeah, she won every man's tournament as well, because it's not right. It's not good manners. Let her win.
Let her win.
I studied... When I studied martial arts... I went to Japan when I was about, I don't know, nine.
I thought they studied you at one point, didn't they?
They did study me. I went to, because I was really promising for GB, Team GB.
Sure, yeah.
And I went to Japan at the age of nine, and then at the age of 10, I went, this is the 70s, and this is going to sound familiar.
Go on.
My dad put me in for a tournament held by this rich guy on an island.
You're kidding.
For £1 million.
To the death?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you come away with a really tall trophy?
Yeah.
Like taller than you?
Gav, I kicked this guy's ass in the end in a hall of mirrors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they made a film out of it and
they changed a few names.
Bruce Lee was cast.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
But that was me when I was 10.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Well, you and Rusty Kanakogi are absolute heroes, Johnny.
Thank you very much.
Let's salute her, Rina Kanakogi.
Rita Kanakogi. Good. Good name if you're getting a can of Coca-Cola. I just had a can of Kogi. X.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Hey, Gav.
What?
Do you know what's occurred to me about Christmas?
What?
Over the weekend?
What?
Is that I was with my parents, yeah? And what's weird is you sort of got all these, you got these things kicking around the house for Christmas, like mistletoe, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Not they had any, actually, this year, which I was relieved about.
Yeah, yeah.
Something odd about, you know, my dad's 89.
Sure.
If he had lots of it around the house, it would be odd.
A bit strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was sort of really loitering under there with a glass of scotch.
Yeah.
Where's Dad? He's hanging up on the mistletoe.
He's just by the doorway.
3 hours.
He's by the doorway.
With the dogs. Anyway, but you find out that's a Viking thing.
Sure.
Because mistletoe actually is a rare plant. It has no root.
Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have roots. It just grows on an apple tree or on trees. It's just there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it has no root. Nothing. Yeah, it's rootless.
Wow.
It clings
on. It's a nomadic plant.
It's a parasite.
Oh, is it? Right.
It's a plant.
Right,
it's a parasite. Right, it's sort of a parasite.
Sure.
But you find out that's like Viking.
Mm.
Okay.
And then you find out, you know why they put holly on the doors?
Mm.
And I say, no, that was to keep witches out. That's a witchcraft thing. That was for pagan.
Yeah.
Because Christmas, obviously, you know, they look back at it, they work it out. Jesus was actually born sort of more or less July.
Yeah.
It was. You can Google that. It's not like I'm busting church secrets.
No, no.
Although it would be good if you were poking around the vicarage and you found a file that said things like top secret stuff about the church. You know? Top secret. Photostats of old scriptures.
The St. Paul.
Do not read
it. The St. Paul dossier.
Watch. Oh, that's embargoed. That's embargoed till 2052. They can't know he did that yet. It's just some more stuff about Jesus.
He saw 31 bushes, not 40 bushes.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The burning bushes. Get that out of it. Anyway, and when Jesus blinded that guy, you're not allowed to hear about that.
What?
Yes. That wasn't so much of a miracle.
No.
It's a bar fight.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Over a game of pool.
Yeah, no, a wedding. Yeah. They reckon he'd switched all the wine for water.
Yeah, he nicked all the
water. Yeah. Anyway, guys.
Yeah,
God. But I was talking about all these things for Christmas, like the baubles. That used to be However many people had died. You used to have one Christmas tree, obviously, in the church. However many people had died,
yeah,
they had a skull of some creature on it. Or they'd hang up skulls of dead woodland creatures, but you'd just literally have a tree full of skulls.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were replaced by boar. They were replaced...
It's like a discovery
yes.
program.
Yes. And on top, it wasn't an angel or a star on top, it was a head.
Yeah.
It was like it was the oldest...
Wasn't it a goat originally? A goat's head?
It was the oldest person who died in the village.
Oh.
And they just put their head.
Their head.
Yeah.
Their head.
No matter, even if they died, obviously if they died in like March.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, not
they'd shine it up a bit.
If you're in one of the warmer counties, yeah. That's not a good plan.
Like a candle up through the back.
Yeah. Light it up. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, they're all lit up. But
it's also sanitised now, isn't it?
But yeah. The Christmas tree originally, I looked this up, it was originally a wicker tree.
Mm. Right.
And they'd...
Right. Yep.
And it was literally, yep. No! No! For God's sake, no! But it was someone generally
inside the tree.
Yeah, someone in the parish who's deemed malicious or a fire starter.
Sure.
And they were placed in the tree. Sure. No! And then it was just... But all these traditions, you find literally the whole of...
Because it's been harvest for ages ago, and they haven't done anything terrifying.
Christmas was it was built on the old pagan festival of light.
Yeah,
the coming of light. Mm.
After the winter solstice.
Yeah, after the winter solstice, right.
And you know who the giver of light is?
Who?
Lucifer.
Right.
That's what the word means.
Yeah, you're right, the giver of light. Luce, exactly right, Gav. Although he's Latin, and you'd have thought he'd have...
I know.
Would have predated Latin.
Yeah, he would have.
Anyway, 83936, with any other stuff you've heard about Christmas traditions? Originally cards,
were
Christmas curses.
My God.
And you'd send it to someone people you hated.
What the hell were Christmas crackers?
Right. Crackers?
Oh.
There was one that really went off.
Oh, man.
And just gave it a bit of an edge.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Looking at it, it's amazing how much folklore we've uncovered. Reindeers. They used to be, originally, they were stray dogs that would have pulled along
a
sleigh.
And apparently Christmas crackers was some grim sort of blood sport thing with two dogs and some poor small mammal.
Yeah.
And they'd be pulling it between them and it wasn't good.
No,
it wasn't
squirrels.
Good.
Yeah. They used to put like nuts or a tangerine inside a dead squirrel. Mm. And you'd pull the tail.
And that was the cracker,
and children would delight.
Yeah.
As one of them, the rest of them sort of got
so
innards.
So festive, though, isn't it?
But really Christmassy.
Traditional.
There was no TikTok in those days, you see.
I won't tell you where they stuck the joke.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I was reading in Times, the Christmas food supplement or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe Metro. I think it was Metro.
Yeah.
They were talking about air fryers and the results when you cook your...
Your Christmas dinner, your turkey and your trimmings in the air fryer.
Can't get a turkey in it, can get a chicken in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's tastier, but that's the point of turkey, isn't it? It is but a vehicle for trimmings and cranberry sauces.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this article, Alice Gittings, was it?
I don't remember.
Can't remember her name, but she's reviewing it. I know she'll be flattered by that.
Sure.
But she said you can't make gravy in an air fryer.
Right.
Right.
Which aside from making Gavin instantly going, you can't make gravy in an air fryer. it's the Chaz and Dave song.
It's the Cockney Harmonies. Yeah.
That writes itself.
It sounds like a great catchphrase.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do? You can't... for people trying to do the wrong job with the wrong thing.
Yes.
You can't make gravy in an air fryer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can't make croissants in a freezer.
No.
You can't.
You can't make croissants in a freezer, no. you can't make ice cream in an oven.
No, it doesn't work. Just doesn't work.
What can you do?
What can you do?
It's quite good, actually, for some of the things that... Little Simon fails at, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Friday Horn. You go, what can you do? You know, you little Simon fell with the Friday Horn. You can't make gravy in an air fryer. Yeah. What else have we had in there? Because someone's suggesting that make a really good bumper sticker.
Mm.
Although a couple of smart asses have acknowledged that you, in fact, you can if you get this special air fryer.
With the saute.
What have you got there, Susan?
Leon Loughborough says, it's all well and good, TJ, but you can't brew beer in a kettle.
You can't brew beer in a kettle. I think you'd have to add your old ma's kettle.
Something like that. You need another piece of.
You can't brew beer in your old ma's kettle.
Lovely.
Paul in Chesterfield says you can't make curry in a coffee machine.
And he's right.
And he's right.
He's absolutely right.
Is he, though?
I mean, well, you could once, but then it's not a coffee machine ever again.
No, but cut to someone in a, like a market somewhere in like New Delhi, and you realise, what's he making that amazing curry in? A coffee machine.
A coffee machine. Yeah.
What else? You can't poach eggs in an air fryer.
Yeah.
You just can't. I tried. I was rather Christmassy. thank you very much, Russell, for that. What have you seen there, Gav?
Paul in Leeds says you can't roast a joint in the freezer. And he's right.
No,
as well.
You're right. You definitely
you
can't.
You just can't. Yeah. It doesn't work. Can't. No.
You can't boil an egg in a bath, John.
Oh.
I like that.
Wow. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Here's a really good one from Lynn Lovely. You can't go fishing at a royal wedding.
It's so surreal.
That's
really surreal.
You know,
I bet you there is an ancient law that no one is allowed to fish during a royal wedding.
During the hours upon which the royal wedding
The royal
takes
waterways
place.
Bylaw.
Yeah. I mean, you can't use a ladder in a helicopter.
No.
That's true. But
well, that's quite well known.
You can have a rope ladder down from one.
Yeah. You could,
That's out of, tend to, what's he doing back there?
Yeah.
He's climbing up a ladder in the back of the helicopter.
That's right. You can.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can't make sausages in an ice cream van.
No, you can't make sausages.
I mean,
Yeah, you could.
No, you say that. Walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can make ice cream out of sausages. So you certainly could have the phrase, look, you can't make ice cream out of sausage meat. You can.
You can.
You can't You can't make blancmange in a towel dryer.
That's true, Steve.
That's good.
Yeah.
Shropshire Dom, interesting. Mm. What can you do? You know, you can't make coffee with a trumpet.
I like that.
That's genius.
That is genius.
Can't make toast in the fridge. I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
You can't make tea in a toaster.
Yeah,
you can't
make meringues. A lot of them are toaster related.
Yeah.
Which tells me
that people are listening in their kitchens.
Yes, you're just looking at your toaster thinking, what can't I make in there?
No one's tried to use a cupboard yet.
No.
I don't think, you know, there's a few other options.
Yes, you can't make toast in a cupboard.
Or in a sink.
Yeah. But Gav, should I tell you something? It's quite sad.
What?
Is that there's not more toasters that lie flat as well.
Oh, what, sideways?
Then you could make cheese on toast.
Yes, you could, yeah.
Mind you, if it got in the toast, you'd be...
It would hit the element, it would drip down on the element. Yeah.
Scratch that.
Yeah, forget that.
Scratch that.
We need to workshop that a bit.
We need to workshop that a little bit.
You can't make soup in a sandwich toaster.
That's true.
I bet you can. I bet you can do a French onion soup in there quite nice. Mm. No, I'm joking. you can't do backstroke wearing a snorkel.
I think that's my favourite.
That is genius.
Looking for keys. Looking for keys. Looking for keys. Everyone's tired of looking for keys. So the Honda HR-V Hybrid can be unlocked and turned on with your phone. Where will listening take us next? Honda, the power of dreams.
Growing up isn't easy. EE Learn Smart is here to help your kids navigate school and life with tips and advice from mentors at BAFTA, the England football team, and more. Because
life doesn't always go to plan. You feel disappointed.
We all make mistakes. This video is all about bouncing back.
Staying safe online.
Having that positive mindset to win.
Welcome to EE Learn Smart.
For every kid on any network. Search EE Learn Smart.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
We found out yesterday in one of the papers reviewing air fryers for Christmas that you can't make
gravy
in an air fryer, which just sounds like one of those old, a great expression.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do? You can't make gravy with an air fryer.
Yeah.
So, I tell you what, it's kicked off perhaps the biggest rebirth of the new English maxim or aphorism. Fantastic stuff coming in.
Mm.
You can't play tennis with lasagna.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Brilliant.
Especially not when it's fresh out of the oven.
Yeah. You can't paint with lasagna.
No.
You can't roll pastry in a trouser press.
No.
Which I really like. You can't make an aircraft out of wrapping paper.
Is that
probably
true?
You probably could. Mm. I would think the Wright brothers.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that, but that's from Alex, our Cheltenham correspondent. Thanks. Yeah. This is good. You can't ice a cake with a 40-volt XGT brushless concrete compactor. It's not wow. that catchy, though.
You can with the 50-volt one, though, can't you?
No, you can't. It's just... No, you need a lower voltage. It's just not catchy enough.
No.
But I really appreciate your vision. You can't make cannelloni in a Lamborghini. Or a rigatoni. You can't make a stroganoff in a Volkswagen, says yeah. Ben. Thank you so much. Yeah. Suddenly, load a car-based
yeah.
one.
Yeah, right.
You can't play a piano with oven gloves. I don't know. Yeah, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't do that. You can't play a piano. You can't. You can't cut grass with a mouth organ.
No.
So
very
true.
Good.
You can't cook rice in a saxophone. Thank you very much for sending that one in. This is Dave Wilkins. Just sent this in. You can't make love in a smart car.
Wrong.
Thank you, Shunter.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fang.
Radio X.
Gav.
Yeah.
Have you got a hero for us?
I do.
I just want to put that on the back burner for a couple of seconds. Because, no, I'm kidding. Your face, really.
You got me.
Your face, really, honestly. You're like Jeff when I used to shut the snack drawer.
Okay.
Sorry, Jeff's my bulldog.
Yeah. The hero today, Johnny, is Johann Sebastian Bach, the composer from the late Baroque period. He lived from 1685 to 1750, famous for his orchestral compositions like the Brandenburg Concertos, the Goldberg Variations.
Christmas Oratorio.
The well-tempered clavier, my personal favourite, but his most famous piece was for organ, because he played the organ himself, and that was obviously this. I'm going to play a little snippet. In fact, I'll leave it on.
I can't believe you didn't mention the Christmas Oratorio. It's so good, man. So good.
Anyway, he was born into a family of musicians, a church organist, uncle. He had composers, violinists. His dad was a musical director in Eisenach, where he was born. So apart from going on to be a great composer, he was pretty handy on the organ.
He had 20 kids.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really? Wow.
20 kids, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, he was quoted, talking about playing the organ, he was quoted saying, "There's nothing remarkable about it. All one has to do is hit the right keys at the right time, and the instrument plays itself." But anyway, in an amazing article by Oliver Moody in the Times today, we fast forward 300 years, and a medical professor at Offenburg University has been researching a theory that he was uniquely suited to the organ, partly down to his, quote, gigantic and tireless hands.
Did he have huge hands?
Well, using detailed photos taken in 1894 of Bach's skeleton when his body was moved to a better grave.
Nice.
They showed that he had a stretch, a 10-inch stretch. So that's the stretch. You stretch your hand apart and the distance between the tip of your little finger thumb. He could do 12 keys. I went and measured it on a piano in the building upstairs. And that's a long way. I can do 10. 8 is an octave. He could do 12. Now, he was 5'10". And so that's quite tall.
That's really tall.
So what else do organs have, Johnny? They have pedals.
Yes.
Now, a tall man with big feet is not going to be able to play the organ that effectively. But he could execute movements
what
on
was
the...
So what's your span? How many notes is yours?
I can do 10, which is 10 white keys in a row.
Okay, what
so
could...
An octave is 8. He could do 12. It's 10-inch spread.
Okay.
I've got a 9-inch spread.
Rachmaninoff
yes.
could do an octave and a half.
My God.
Yeah, sorry, I was just looking that
That's up. That's ridiculous.
Because I know he's the record holder.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the pedals.
Rack.
He could execute... Apparently, this is a quote. He could execute movements on the pedals such as some keyboardists would find it hard enough to make with 5 fingers.
Right.
So, Professor Andreas Otti at Offenburg analyzed that not only did he have huge hands, but he had tiny feet.
Right.
He had size 7.5 feet.
He was a freak of... Well, Gav...
He's the Michael Phelps of the organ.
No, but Gav, he's a freak of nature, but his brain is freakish. He was obviously perfectly evolved to be an organist.
Well, he had hands like shovels and feet like a 12-year-old tap dancer.
Right.
He was born to play the church organ.
No, but look, his dad was a musician. Musician before him. It's evolution.
It's unbelievable.
Well, it's designoid evolution.
It really
because people
is.
Are making decisions that sort
really
of help his body, which is subtly different.
What tall man has got size 7.5 feet? It's
Bach.
Unbelievable. It's like he was taller than Beethoven, Chopin, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Mozart.
I'm just saying though, Gav.
Yeah.
all this does to me is just confirm that the span of Rachmaninoff is still the most impressive thing that has ever
been.
Well,
we'll salute that too one day, but okay. For now, let's salute the organ player, J.S. Bach.
J.S. Bach, Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7, Fang, salutes you. I think Liszt was a whopper as well.
He was an amazing piano player.
Yeah, but I think I know he's top 10 meant to be all-time piano players ever lived, but I think he had a span on him. Wow. I mean, not like Rack.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7, Fang.
Radio X.
Are you driving home for Christmas? Think again.
Oh, no.
Really?
Well, what I call the dash to get away this year is going to start a bit earlier.
Oh, really?
And in the dash to get away, millions are wedged in sub-zero temperature.
Millions.
So the millions set to make their Christmas getaway in the coming days are being warned about travel disruption.
Yeah.
There's this big storm Pia. When is a storm? What classifies a storm? When do they? When
a one that gets a name, you mean?
When do you start naming stuff?
I'll have a look.
Have a little look. So let's do that live. Yeah. She's looking it up live.
Sure.
Let's just wait for her to do that.
Wind speed, I'm guessing. Like how fast it gets.
Storms are named when they are deemed to have the potential to cause medium or high impact in the UK, Ireland or the Netherlands.
And what does...
That's quite vague,
UK,
isn't it?
Ireland or the Netherlands?
Yeah, strangely, because it's three organisations which make the decision. Wind is usually the primary concern, but snow and rain can also influence the decision. To
Dr. Cinder Templeton, looking things up live.
Yep.
And Belgium has got nothing to do with it.
Belgium's got nothing to do with
it. Or France.
But the fact that we're in there with the Dutch sort of gives me hope because they're slick.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Dutch are a slick act.
Absolutely. And like the darts competition, it's them and us.
Yeah, it is, yes. Some things really unite us. Anyway, getaway journeys, they're starting, they'll rise substantially tomorrow before peaking over the weekend. And the dash to get away, millions are wedged.
I'd have thought it would be a bit easier because when Christmas Eve falls like on a Friday, then everyone's moving around on the Friday.
Yeah, well, you're
wrong.
We've
got a few days year. We've got the whole weekend.
No, Christmas Day's the best day to drive.
Because people they can't go to where they're going 4 days in advance. And so everyone's got second homes like you.
That's right.
But why? There's no one at the other house.
And there's no staff at the home
waiting
in advance.
Sure. No, I see your point.
Bringing logs, they've been warming all year. Mm. You know? Christ, honestly. Sometimes you just can't understand how your average punter lives.
I'm so disconnected from reality.
Traffic's going to reach 2.2 million trips today, 3.2 million tomorrow.
Wow.
According to the RAC, tomorrow's going to be the busiest day at airports. Winds as strong as 70 to 80 miles an hour are likely in the northeast and northeast, in the north and northeast, Scotland. Met Office forecast gusts of about 65 to 70, possible east of Scotland.
Wow.
So if you're driving up to Scotland, then you're really... Well, the air is warm that there's trees will be across roads.
Oh, really?
Isn't Little Si driving up to Scotland?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I think he is.
There's going to be tricky, but he's going right up the top of Scotland. The thing is, they're warning of that there'll be there could well be trees across roads.
Yeah.
But most of those have been cut down by locals.
Oh.
And thrown onto the road.
Big logs. Like Welshmen.
That's
Scotsmen.
Not weird, then.
Just to stop people getting in there.
That's how tossing the caber began.
Yeah, of course it did.
Tree throwing
blocking
on the roads.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Powell, a roadside recovery mechanic who won AA Patrol of the Year, said drivers should be very cautious.
Can see why he won that accolade.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in rural or woody areas.
Right. It sounds like a horror movie waiting to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like he's already said,
don't go near the forest.
Don't go near the woody area. Or somewhere too local.
X.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just really laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Popping open a bottle of fizz is part of the celebrations over Christmas. Do you drink a lot of champagne over Christmas?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Christmas morning.
Yeah, okay, yes or no. Do you drink champagne?
Yes, usually,
okay.
yes.
Then just say that, Gavin.
Sure.
I didn't want a sort of conditional thing. Sometimes,
no, I know.
If we're my in-laws, they always have champagne, but sometimes my own...
Yeah, no, I know, you don't need a whole life story.
My brother has Bloody Marys, but we tend to... I don't need that, Gavin.
No, we do. I usually use a sword, though, to open the champagne.
Always.
Always a sword, a cutlass.
No, I've got an old épée.
Have you?
On the wall.
That's a fencing sword, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, no, I've got a... This one's from...
Oh, it's
from
a real one,
1789.
Right. Oh, wow.
It was as used by one of Napoleon's most famous generals.
Wow.
No, for fencing.
Sure.
But it's got enough whip on it to take it through the bottle.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because I was finding, when I was just using a regular round cutlass,
yeah.
I suppose you'd call them.
Sure, yeah.
What's the name of it? A sabre.
Yes.
A round-edged cavalry sabre. I found it was making too much collateral damage. Too many bits everywhere.
You get a lot of glass sometimes with those, yeah.
But for Christmas, you must chop the champagne. Mm. Always.
Always,
with a decent sword.
A gentleman's weapon.
Yes.
Absolutely. Sunsa's got one. She uses a sword. She's always open. Sunsa opens a can of lager with a sword.
She opens champagne with her teeth.
Tea towel.
Tea towel?
Yeah. Tea towel? That's
too
sensible,
son. To make sure it doesn't fly anywhere.
Okay, let me just give you a tip, all of you. Yeah? So listen to me, Christmas cats.
Yeah.
Here's what you do.
Go on.
You never turn the cork. You always turn the bottle.
Right.
The first thing. So you just hold the cork, grip the cork, turn the bottle.
Twist the bottle, yeah.
Twist the bottle and then just smooth it away. Don't do any of that popping stuff. You just waste champagne.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
And make a right mess.
Yeah.
Not if you've got a tea towel around it.
Not if you've got a tea towel.
You know? Or you could just put a tea towel around the end, couldn't you? Yeah.
And that tea towel stops the flying cork and the danger of that as well,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
I tend to go to the bottom of the garden.
Yeah.
So that everyone's crowds around and then I get the épée out.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I look at them with just... And they all go... They're about 20 or 30.
Do you wear a hat with a feather in it, maybe, or anything like that?
En garde! And everyone goes, en garde!
Yeah.
And then we laugh. And then... Whoosh, and generally, I'll do about 30 bottles.
Yeah,
of course.
Sure.
Yeah. At least a dozen.
Yeah. And then, I'll keep going until the guy kicks me out the off licence. Right, you ready for this? A team at the University of Cambridge have issued guidance on how to open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
But why have they done this?
Yeah, why?
Because it's the only thing they get publicity for.
Right.
Biggest, most famous and bestest university in the whole world.
Mm.
What can you say that they've told you this year, offered any guidance on, or contributed to anything apart from sort of AI and a bit of space?
Yeah,
what
yeah,
they
yeah.
Done?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
a bit of medicine that's beyond us, but essentially, nothing's advancing that fast.
No, no. And if your research can help an industry of some kind, you're going to get a grant, aren't you?
It's all going to end up like men's suits.
What do you mean?
Well, they haven't moved on since the war, have they?
Right.
And I mean, First World War.
Yeah.
You can see films and things about the First World War.
Same
that period,
suits, yeah.
And you could wear all those suits. You could wear them down the street tomorrow and no one bat an eyelid.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything's going the way of the suit. There's nothing more you can do to it.
Sure.
You know, people start messing around with pockets, putting pockets either side.
Yeah,
wrong
yeah,
way up,
yeah,
wrong
yeah.
way down.
No lapels or something
lapels,
stupid.
Big small lapels, wider track, all these sort of moves by fashion houses trying to get you to buy another suit because essentially... You know, you don't wear a suit enough really to wear it out. Most people.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to buy a new one, though. And so it's got to make your old one look ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But they don't. You can just have a classic suit. And I think most tech's going the same way.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, bigger battery, more memory, faster, whatever, more lenses on it.
Yeah.
It's
not
it's
a new
going on looking
thing,
like a fly. Anyway, a team at the University of Cambridge have issued guidance on how to open a bottle of champagne safely. And the reason is because they've got to the end of the year and they realise they're known for nothing.
Also,
and this will certainly get them in the papers.
Yeah. Also, a few months researching champagne. What
yeah, right.
Touch.
In, there you go. In quotes. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While millions starve.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, right. So posh. So, you know, do they care about, you know, your man on the street?
No.
Anyway, begin the new year on an operating table of an eye surgeon. Yeah, that's the worst scenario. Those corks come out
corks
of 50
eye, yeah.
miles an hour.
Wow.
Yep. They found champagne corks fly out at speeds of up to 50 miles an hour, which can cause permanent damage, including blindness if you hit someone in the eye.
Yeah.
The pressure in a 750 milliliter bottle of champagne or sparkling wine, about three times that of a standard car tyre.
Wow.
In which case, guys, we're sitting on the new power source, aren't we?
We are.
Fermentation.
Yes, the pressure can be used.
It's fermented with pistons going out like this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. Energy crisis
solved. No need for the steam.
But they didn't focus on that, did they?
No.
They didn't actually focus on what you could do with that pressure.
Mm.
Giant fermentation...
Plants. Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
And that's where you put your feet.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Interesting,
stand,
yeah.
I stand corrected. Thanks, yeah. Sons. You can make love in a smart car. Thanks, Sons. She's a smart car owner, and that was interesting, actually.
Interesting, yeah.
It must have been a really great little holiday, that.
Mm.
Cornwall, was it? Okay, here we go. So good things do happen in Cornwall. Hey, guys, what am I doing yakking about whether or not you can make love in Sunter's smart car?
Yeah.
Coming up after 6 p.m. today, it's the last Pet Town quiz of 2023.
Yep.
Oh, it very is. It's been quite the year for radio's shortest-running, lowest-scoring, least-engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, but in true Pet Town style, we needn't have bothered.
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
We might as well have had one at the beginning of January last year and then just gone straight to this one.
Yeah.
It's drawn. I tell you what, if it goes down to the last question, they may as well just have one question.
One question.
Literally.
Oh,
if
wow.
It goes to one question.
I just want that.
Of course you want that. Everyone. Well, in the grand final, it means it is going to come down to five questions. How will the mistress of perfidiousness, Sunter Templeton, and Golden Boy Gavin, the Woodman Woods, perform? Here's a taste of what's happened so far. These are some of the incredible highlights. This is a package for you.
True.
False.
Ah. Oh.
True.
It's false.
Ah.
True.
It's false.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going true.
It's false.
Ah. Oh.
False.
True.
True.
False.
Ah!
False.
It's true.
False.
It's true.
Oh!
True.
It's false.
Oh!
False.
It's true.
No!
True.
It's false.
Ah!
True.
It's false.
Oh!
False.
True.
Oh.
True.
It's false.
Oh!
Unbelievable!
True.
It's false.
True.
It's false.
Oh!
False.
It's true. He's done
no!
it.
Oh,
true.
It's false.
Oh!
Oh. The scenes here are amazing.
Oh.
False.
It is false. Hey, get in there, sons. I think that's the funniest
that's
ever.
So funny.
It may be
you
the greatest.
So silly, Big Si.
That montage was just relentless action, wasn't it?
Yes, I've seen him working on that.
I know.
Just to. Oh,
really
man.
That was
that's
really
genius.
Funny.
That's genius.
Oh,
I didn't realise how much drama there was over there.
I thought we were at least going to hear some questions.
I know.
It's just going to be true or false.
Genius.
Wow, what a highlights package.
Yeah.
God, that was funny.
If you enjoyed that, please, 83936, tell us how much you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Rate that montage 1 to 10. Hey, guys, since we're going into this, how are you feeling?
Well, I kind of forgot it was today.
You're such a liar.
I know.
Because we were talking about it last night.
I know, but then today, earlier today, Izzy said, how do you feel about it? And I was like, oh, that's today.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I feel confident. I feel confident. I feel confident.
That's
I'm
why you said
more confident
it. That's
every
four
time I
times
say
you saying I'm feeling confident. Gavin, which way do you think this is going to go?
I'm absolutely terrified.
Are you?
Because I will have thrown it away.
Yeah.
I've had four chances to win the year's
that's
games.
It. Yeah. Do you think you? I mean,
if I lose, it's the most Spursy thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it really is. But also, Gav,
yeah.
it's really hard to believe that someone could choke the Fat Town quiz. It's quite, you know, randomly.
You don't know.
It's unbelievable.
It's so strange.
Oh,
the bookies have got Gav's as the odds on favourite.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because chances are he's got to win this one.
Oh, I'm due one.
Well,
no,
look, it's the odds of the odds thing, which is a theory I've been working on, which is, every time you shake a dice.
Yes.
You know, it's each number on the dice, 1 in 6 chance.
Right.
But if you shake and you haven't rolled a 5 for like 30 throws.
A 5 is more likely somehow, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. I feel so,
I think you're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's just maths.
No, but also if you toss a coin, like, it's always evens chance, But if you haven't rolled...
If you've done 10 heads in a row or something.
You're sort of thinking, well, it feels a bit more like... Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually, when Tottenham have lost that many times, you feel they've got to win one.
Absolutely,
but
right.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all going to be decided after six. Text your support for either Gavin or Sunter, 83936. Who will you back? Radio's Mr. Nice Guy, Gavin Woods, or She-Devil, the mistress of perfidiousness, Sunter Templeton.
Charming.
X. Hey, Sainsbury's, what's this I've been hearing about Nourish the Nation?
Oh, my gosh, Stephen Fry. Yes, Sainsbury's and Comic Relief are on a mission to fight food poverty this Christmas and beyond. Love your work, by the way.
Thanks, I love your sprouts. How do I help?
Just buy selected festive veg from the 18th to the 24th of December and every penny goes to Comic Relief.
Win-win. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Selected lines. All proceeds go to registered charity Comic Relief. For terms and charity information, visit sainsburys.co.uk/nourishthenation.
Growing up isn't easy. EE Learn Smart is here to help your kids navigate school and life with tips and advice from mentors at BAFTA, the England football team, and more. Because
life doesn't always go to plan. You feel disappointed.
We all make mistakes. This video is all about bouncing back.
Staying safe online.
Having that positive mindset to win. Welcome to EE Learn Smart.
For every kid on any network. Search EE Learn Smart.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
If you're watching on the screens around the building, you're probably wondering why I've just put a tie on, which I have.
Yes.
Yeah, very smart.
It's really easy to tie.
Yeah.
You know, on the like, Instagram things, there's people sort of showing you the new Japanese way to a tie. I'm thinking, well,
the easy way to tie a tie.
Yeah, the four in hand.
Life hacks.
Yeah, right. It's like, well.
But it's already quite easy.
It's just quite easy, yeah. Another way to tie a bow. You're thinking, what?
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, bow tie, different, but... Mm. Okay, guys, it's just me just trying to relax you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting, though, just listening to the sound checks of your buzzers. And
sure, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
come to that in a second, but so exciting because it's time for me to... Penwortham, Lancashire, said to be the home of Christmas. If you live in Penwortham, you'd like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show on 83936, please. Or email johnny@radiox.co.uk, because it's now time for radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging civic-based true or false challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
The grand final. We present the grand final of the Pet Town Quiz. God, it's tense. Gav, what's your buzzer, please? What buzzer is fit for the grand final?
I am going to unfurl my toaster pop-up sound.
It's good. It's distinctive.
It is.
It comes in early. It's unambiguous. It's got everything in there.
It's got everything, yeah.
And pernicious, malignant, malign, baleful, venomous, noxious, poisonous, corrupting, subversive, calamitous, disastrous, destructive, ruinous, malefic, maleficent, prejudiced, unlucky, unfortunate, unfavourable, adverse, catastrophic, unpropitious, inauspicious, woeful. Contemptible, lowdown, horrible, heinous, despicable, monstrous, fiendish, devilish, nefarious, and sinister.
Hello.
Hi, Suds.
Hi, Suds.
I don't know, maybe I've overbilled you.
Yeah.
What is your buzzer, please?
I've gone with an oldie but a classic. It's the David Lee Roth soundboard.
Nice.
And why do you think, well, it's fitting for a final?
It's worked for you in the past.
Yes.
You thought
but also,
really,
he is Gav's favourite. He's Gav's favourite frontman.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that is going to already...
Diamond
you,
Dave.
Already you're trying to... You're getting into his head.
Yeah.
Because a bit of Gav will want to hear that first.
Sure.
Let's hear them both together. Okay. Sounds like Dave's got something he wanted in that shop.
Yeah.
20 Rotham, please. Oh, yeah. Right, here we go. Oh, God. You must wait for me to finish for answering true or false. It's 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. This is it. They are tied on the year in the Pet Town Quiz. This really is. the grand final. Let's play the pet tag. Sorry. You must wait for you to finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. I know you know the rules. Here we go. Let's play the pet tag quiz. True or false? This year's pen... Hang on, someone tells me how it's pronounced. Oh, it's pronounced Penwortham.
Isn't that what you said
someone
before?
Someone just texted us, I live in Penwortham, but we pronounce it Penwortham.
Oh, that's weird.
And someone's texting Andrew. Thanks for that, Andrew. I appreciate it. True or false? Here we go. True or false? Question one. This year's Penwortham Community Panto is a festive take on Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Gavin's in there.
False.
It is false.
He drew first blood.
True or false? Question two. Fran Purdy teaches emotional freedom techniques at the Chakra Wellbeing Studio in Penwortham. Dr. Sunter Templeton.
True.
It is true!
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Oh, man. So, we're already, after a whole year, we're coming down to three questions.
Oh, my God.
We may as well have done it at the start of the year. A best of three. Here we go. True or false? Last week, a box of fresh oysters was found by staff in a Penwortham travel lodge. I think Gav was first in there.
False.
It is false, yes. True or false? Former footballer and retired TV pundit Mark Lawrenson attended school in Penwortham. Sunter Templeton.
True.
It is true!
Oh, for God's sake!
Hear and weep! Because now!
I don't even think we've ever had a 2-2.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous. It's the highest scoring game in history.
It's the highest scoring game in history. That could change right now.
Oh, my God.
I can't deal with it. It's too
It's
much.
Come down to the last question of the year in the Pet Town...
Radio is like penalties.
Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based draw false challenge will have a new champion. But who is it going to be? It's the first time we've ever totted it up annually. Before, we thought there was no point. This year, for some reason, we decided to give it a bit of edge.
Yeah.
And it has come down to this, a genuine test of 50-50, the laws of probability.
Yeah. Oh my
but here we go. There has to be imbalance. There cannot be equilibrium. Thus spaketh the law. Here we go. This is for it. True or false? Function bands available to hire in Penwortham include the Foot Stompers, Divinity, and the Good Vibes Band. Gav.
True.
It is true! He's done it! Well, we've never seen scenes like this. Oh. There is a trophy. Oh. Gav has got a trophy.
He's got a little trophy.
He's got a
pink. Oh, I can't believe it.
Where'd you get the trophy?
Oh, you jamming beggar.
How about that?
Devastating.
Well, before we go to Gav Suntz, you fought a great late surge.
It was so down to the wire. I don't know what I'd have said on that last one, though. So
I was just trying to, I was trying to think. Foot Stompers. Mm. Yes, yes, there are bands called the Foot Stompers.
Yeah, I think I would have gone with
But what about the Good Vibes Band?
Yeah, I know, that was a bit of a punt.
That's what I'd have thrown.
I feel really sick
Stephen
now.
Essex saying that was like the end of the Karate Kid.
Oh, man.
I'm exhausted. Can I go home now?
Oh, my God. Christian.
I'm really, really
Christian,
annoyed.
Oh, my God, I've just exploded.
I'm so annoyed.
Absolute scenes.
You've, I mean, you got three right on the bounce.
That's the first time I've done that all year.
Well, it was the shootout in Penwortham. It really was. At the Penwortham Corral.
Mm, my
Gav,
God.
Last words, last thoughts.
Well, I don't know, John. I can't even get used to it. It hasn't sunk in yet.
But for me, quite Christmassy. Yeah. Because good prevailed. Christmas is about the triumph of good.
Yeah, oh,
sure. There's a lot of lessons to be learned.
Okay,
though, yeah.
You are the Pet Town Quiz Champion 2023. Here are some of your best bits.
True, true, true.
That's true.
I'm going true.
True,
true.
True,
true.
True.
False,
false.
True.
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 Wow.
Great moments.
Wow.
Kev.
That was...
And you've added so many more to that haul.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Depending on when you're listening, I'd like to say Merry Christmas. I'd like to say Happy New Year. I'd like to say I hope you're managing to avoid being captured by the robot overlords that have taken over the Earth and turned humankind into living batteries.
Mm.
Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.